Well, thank you for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today, we come to Genesis 41, verses 41 through 43. So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt." And then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. He had him ride in a chariot as his second in command, and the people shouted before him, "Make way!" Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. From our vantage point, life does not always move along smoothly according to our plans. Illness hits. A job goes away. A relationship is strained or lost. A loved one dies. Spouse leaves. And sometimes we wonder, "God, what in the world are you doing?" The thought must have entered Joseph's mind a time or two. One day he was enjoying the status of a favorite son. The next day his brothers sold him into slavery. One day he was Potiphar's favorite assistant, entrusted with the care of everything the official owned. The next day he was in prison, falsely accused of improper advances toward Potiphar's wife. But God never wastes our time. Even with that question, "God, what in the world are you doing?" ringing in Joseph's mind, God was at work. In his time, God brought Joseph out of prison and put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. God's ways are not our ways, and his schedule is seldom synced with our calendar on our smartphone. But you can be sure of this: God never wastes our time. He is using today to prepare us for tomorrow, and he has some great things for you to do, and he will show you what they are in his time. Father, even when we know the theological truth of your sovereignty, it is still hard to put our full trust in you. When we wonder, "God, what in the world are you doing?" calm us and remind us that you never waste our time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.